Mom, I whispered, my voice full of love and relief. She took in Edward's still form on the recliner and tiptoed to my bedside. He never leaves, does he? She mumbled to herself. Mom, I'm so glad to see you. She bent down to hug me gently, and I felt warm tears falling on my cheeks. Bella, I was so upset. I'm sorry, Mom, but everything's fine now. It's okay. I comforted her. I'm just glad to finally see your eyes open, she sat on the edge of my bed. I suddenly realized I didn't have any idea when it was. How long have they been closed? It's Friday, hon. You've been out for a while. Friday? I was shocked. I tried to remember what day it had been when, but I didn't want to think about that. They had to keep you sedated for a while, honey. You've got a lot of injuries. I know. I could feel them. You're lucky Dr. Cullen was there. He's such a nice man. Very young, though. And he looks more like a model than a doctor. You met Carlisle? And Edward's sister, Alice. She's a lovely girl. She is, I agreed wholeheartedly.